The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Monday, April 29th. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Perhaps an excited Pepper and Dylan Show.
How can you be excited when you're so tired?
An exciting city. Oilers win last night, 3-1. That's the lead, if in case you were in bed anytime. You know, before 11:30, we're just getting you caught up with what might have happened after you went to bed.
There's no way they should have won that game.
Hey,
no, they weren't playing well.
As somebody who is upset at how late these games are started, and I think everybody is, it's the number two thing you hear after Go Oilers Go,
yes.
Is Go Oilers Go right to 7 o'clock, please. Go Oilers Go, take that schedule to 7 o'clock for the next game, please. But as someone who is the leader of, my God, these games start late, Dylan.
Yeah.
You think you would have been happy with the fact that there was a period in the second period where it was like 10 minutes without a whistle. And it felt to me at that time where the Oilers were like, yeah, these games are late. Let's get this one over as quickly as we can.
I noticed that too.
Both the teams.
Yeah.
There were only two penalties. It's like they knew we were all going, hurry up. I got to get to bed. It's Sunday night.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Get this thing over with. Because it ended earlier than Friday night's game did by a long shot. Of course, Friday night's game was a little mean.
It was violent.
But it's like last night, so they were like, because they were done. What time did you say the puck officially dropped?
8:51.
It's like you're watching the clock, right? You're staring at your watch going, you guys, you said 8:30. You're late.
You're starting late.
Some of us have to work in the morning.
I wanted to know exactly what time, because when they say it, I wanted to know, like, how long does it actually take? And so 8:51 was when the puck dropped.
And I turned the TV off last night at 11:11.
Me too.
Was it 11:11?
As soon as the game ended, I looked. It was 11:11.
11:11. Yeah. So, I mean, it went by quickly. Would have been nicer to start earlier. Do we know what time Wednesday's game starts?
No, I think it's TBD.
It's one of those? Because I saw 6 o'clock at first, and I got excited, and then I realized, wait a second, all games are, say, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is like their little placeholder. Yeah. They just put 6 o'clock there until they can figure it all out.
TBD is what we have right now.
So there is no 6 o'clock game. That was excitement for no reason?
Oh, that'd be nice.
It's going to be 8 o'clock again?
8:30?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, probably. Boy, oh, boy. Okay. Well, anyway, 3-1 is where the lead is for the Oilers. That's very exciting. Robbie, you have two stickers to apply to the playoff stress. Well, not a lot of playoff stress so far, Dylan.
No, not at all.
Three stickers and one punch. The punch happened on Friday, right? Friday?
Yep, yeah, Friday.
Friday's when that happened. Yeah. You know what didn't happen on Friday?
What?
Robbie's friends came over.
Oh, I thought Robbie was throwing a big party.
That did not happen. Remember, he tried and tried and tried to throw a party at my house on Friday?
Yeah.
And he was going to say, hey, he told all his friends. And I was like, oh, my God, I guess I better go back and order a bunch of more food for this entire thing. I ended up cooking 4 racks of ribs and making 18 burgers for Robbie and his one friend.
Oh, no.
I know. They're flakes. They can be flakes, I tell
Nobody
you.
Showed up.
No.
So what did you do with all the food?
I froze a bunch of it. The ribs, I think, were having leftovers until the end of time. Aww. I have no idea.
I know. That's a struggle, right? It feels like nobody wants to get together this year because everyone's so exhausted from the week.
Yes.
And it was a Friday game. Everybody just wanted to just relax.
Didn't start till 8:30. They're like, this is my bedtime normally. Yeah. I'm not going. Now, that's the thing with adults. What did I text you on Saturday? Because Robbie felt bad that his friends didn't arrive. And I just said, adults. It's the thing with adults is they say they want to do something and then until they realize they have to do something. And then they no longer want to do the thing they thought they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is being an adult.
That's me.
Right.
That is me.
Yeah, sure, I'll be there. And then on the time of, you're like, oh, God, I'm so tired, I don't feel like going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sick kid remains an amazing excuse to get out of things.
It does.
Get a lot
it
of sick kids. You had one of the sick kids?
A couple.
Sick kids. The minute you have a kid, Dylan, you've got the sick kid as the best excuse in the book to
kids
get out of
kids can only
things.
Be sick so often,
I know,
they?
But some people use sick. 917-917, do you have friends or are you the friend that uses sick kid all the time?
It's just your go-to?
Oh, yeah. There are friends that just every time, let me guess, your kid's sick? Right? Yeah, you should really take your kid to the hospital. Your kid seems to be sick every Friday and Saturday night that we make plans. It's weird that way.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast. The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Wednesday, 11:30 a.m., I'm getting my tattoo. I know in the agreement it was supposed to be 2 weeks or less from the date of the snow, but that was the first available appointment for the tattoo artist. So I'm getting it on Wednesday. The neck tattoo will be applied on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Megan, you're coming. You're going to video the process of getting the tattoo done.
Yes.
That'll be a thrill a minute, won't it?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Why are you excited?
Just wanna see you in pain.
The neck tattoo
in pain
will be applied on Wednesday. I don't know what it'll be like to get it in that area, but the neck tattoo is coming on Wednesday.
Yeah, right. I can't wait.
What happened on Saturday, Grandma Rosie, in the month-long endeavor to give Grandma Rosie as much ginger ale as possible. I'll make sure I've got the story straight, Dylan. Correct me if I get anything wrong.
Sure.
It was 1960. Her and her husband, Grandma Rosie and Grandpa Bill?
No, Bob.
Bob.
1965.
1965. They entered a contest with the then Edmonton Eskimos, now the Edmonton Elks. They won the contest. They won a brand new car. They won a trip to the Grey Cup. And they won a year's supply of ginger ale. They drove the car. They went to the Grey Cup. The ginger ale never arrived.
Ever.
Dylan heard this story upon first meeting Grandma Rosie.
No, just one of her dinners.
Okay, well, hanging out. You heard this story and thought, I've got to make that right. Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday was Saturday.
Yeah.
You got everybody together, as many people as we could in the last month, to try and drop off cases of ginger ale. They were doing it at the citywide 50-50 here and there.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Which starts again tomorrow, by the way, for its second week. We did a ginger ale drive after you'd heard the story.
Right.
What would you say? 100-plus cases, Robbie, in total of ginger ale?
That was brought to us?
Yeah.
Almost
100 almost. Cases of ginger ale.
Yep.
Was donated by our audience to make Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday, one that she will never forget, to make good on that 60-year-old promise that never arrived from the ginger ale company.
Yeah.
Take me through what happened on Saturday.
Oh, wow. First off, thank you to the city.
Uh-huh.
I wish you all could have been there for the moment that ended up being flawless.
Really?
Because of Robbie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was so nervous going into this, and I didn't even realize how nervous I was. And for so many reasons, right? Reason number one was, this is a big thing to kind of put on for somebody's 90th when you don't really know the family. I've never met the family at this point. I met my girlfriend's parents
mm-hmm.
and Grandma Rosie.
Oh, that's it.
That's all I had ever met.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So no aunts, no uncles, no.
No.
Okay.
So to kind of impose on a 90th birthday something this big and extreme,
right.
I was nervous, and then the day came, and I got more nervous. Robbie, I called him so many times, changing the time that I wanted him to come over to help, and he ended up coming over early just to ease my mind.
Okay.
But it shows you care.
Right, yeah. And so we did, like, we had to go and get the final cases of ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went and did a dry run in the garage and timed it to make sure that we could get it in the short window we had.
How long did you have? Because you wanted to build a display, right?
Yeah.
Yes. A display that said 90 on it?
Yes.
90 out of ginger ale cases.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was Robbie's vision.
100-plus ginger ale cases is what it ultimately
took. 150?
150 cases.
Whoa,
okay.
Like,
you did a dry run for this in your garage?
Yeah. So Robbie, myself, okay. and my girlfriend's brother, who I just met and maybe an hour before the
That's
dry
it?
Run.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did a dry run and put it together to see how fast we could do it. Because we only had roughly 15 minutes from the moment we arrived to the moment everyone would come upstairs to see the display.
Okay.
And we wanted this to be a display 60 years in the making.
To come upstairs to see the display.
They were downstairs in, like, the games room or whatever, like the conference room.
Of the complex.
Oh, okay.
The seniors.
Oh, celebrating
living.
The birthday.
Right.
And this was all set up outside.
Yeah.
So the conference room. Okay, downstairs. Gotcha. Okay.
So we pull up.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple problems happened immediately, which was the uncles were a little late in arriving.
Okay.
And so you can't build ginger ale and throw the surprise while uncles are arriving.
Because this is not just a surprise, although she was the center, the main attraction, Grandma Rosie.
Yeah.
This is a surprise for the entire family that was wronged by this
exactly.
free ginger ale. Right, okay.
And some of them cared more than Grandma Rosie would, right? Because, I mean, these are people who didn't get the opportunity to ever taste that ginger ale.
Right.
And as kids, that's all they wanted.
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
So quick thinking, Robbie pretended we had a flat.
Okay.
Because one of the uncles came by and he was really wondering what we were up to. Robbie's like, oh, man, that's not going to fix itself.
All right.
We just kind of have to fly up in the seat of our pants.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we don't need a hand on that or anything. We'll just have to wait on that to get that done.
Right.
As soon as they were all gone, all of a sudden, other people from the complex, right, seniors complex, started coming
people
down.
People unrelated to Rosie or this party.
But knew Rosie was the problem, like, because everyone knows everyone.
And they really like to talk.
Coming down and wanted to chat, and then we had to make sure that she wasn't going to go tell Rosie or something.
Well, it's not every day that they'll see somebody building a stack, a display of ginger ale to read 90
in
the parking lot of their senior center. It's an exciting moment for most that are there, right?
So those two things didn't happen in the dry run.
Right.
So it ate up a little bit of our time, but we were able to make it happen. And honestly, I think it looked amazing.
Well, I saw a video of it.
When you
and Megan,
see...
you're putting together a video, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was just given all the stuff right now.
When you see the reaction of the entire family and Rosie, it was just so special, and I thank every single person who did bring by a ginger ale or donate money, because it was everything you could ever imagine. I wish it was a movie that you could watch with this ending.
What a show.
Oh, it would have been awesome. It really would have been. Yep. She ended up hugging me at the end of the night, which was just the sweetest moment. And she said, I think you just made this the best birthday I've ever had.
And do you believe it? Like, it was authentic that she said that? She wasn't just being appreciative because what else was she supposed to be? There's 150 cases of ginger ale in
front of her? The family, all the family was crying.
Really?
Some of the kids. Because you got to think, right? This is the moment I didn't even think about, because I just thought, this is great. Grandma Rosie's going to love this. But the moment I didn't think about is, imagine being a kid that was maybe 5, 6 years old.
Right.
And have this story kind of hanging over for the last 59 years.
Waking up in cold sweats in the middle of the night as they grow older. Ginger ale! Where's that ginger ale?
Finally, there's a conclusion to the story.
Right.
And so I think just the emotion of it was so great on the 90th birthday. Yeah. It was just awesome. Like, Robbie ended up getting a big hug from Grandma Rosie.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it looks great. The pictures look great. It turned out, Robbie turned out exactly how you'd been planning for the past month.
Yeah, you could tell. Like, everybody was just in a frenzy of excitement.
Thanks again to everyone who gave money. Thanks to Pat from Farley's who had the idea to wrap the fridge.
The customized fridge, yep.
Yeah, we ended up auctioning the fridge off.
Oh, to?
To the family.
Okay.
And you won't believe what happened.
What happened?
We did an auction. Uh-huh. Well, first he gave us a poster for Grandma Rosie.
Right.
Yeah, Pat from Farley's.
Right. It just said, happy 90th birthday. And it was like the cover of the fridge.
Right.
He gave
us a newspaper article from 60 years ago.
So we raised, I think, $175.
To buy more ginger ale?
No. $175, I think, is what it was. Is that what you ended up getting transferred?
For the poster, yes.
For just the poster was $175, which will go back to
the Robbie Fund?
To the Robbie Fund.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
It's already back in the Robbie Fund, yep.
Okay.
And then there were uncles fighting over this fridge as I was playing auctioneer. By the way, auctioneer, really hard.
Hard job.
Really hard. I got really confused. It was up. It was down. But the amazing thing that ended up happening for the Robbie Fund, one of the uncles for a fridge, I think I spent $200 on.
Like a mini fridge.
Yeah. Paid $1,525.
Get out of here.
For the Robbie
Fund. You couldn't accept that. You accepted that?
I didn't want to. I said
the
no.
Robbie Fund. You got to spend money to make money. The Robbie Fund is up from Grandma Rosie's birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. They wanted the whole family just wanted to pay it forward because they were just so happy to be part of it. And everyone ended up loading ginger ale into their cars, all the kids.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. So at the end of the day, what happened to the 150 cases of ginger ale? Because this Grandma Rosie's room is just a one-room thing in the senior center, right?
I think Grandma Rosie ended up just taking a few. Okay. The family took a ton. The best was the generations of this story, because the kids, like Grandma Rosie's kids,
yes,
they were just all giddy as can be.
Like your girlfriend.
Well, no, even like the,
no,
the
younger
kids.
Than
younger
that.
Kids.
The
like
next
a girlfriend's
generation.
Son. Yeah,
Ramsey's
okay.
Kids, kids, kids.
Right. That's what it was.
And they've got enough ginger ale to last them another generation or two as well by the sounds of it.
They were so excited to see all the ginger ale.
Yeah.
Just like these kids would have been way back in 1965.
Who knew that ginger ale could make that much of an impression on an entire family?
It was amazing.
It was something else.
Well, happy birthday to Grandma Rosie.
Absolutely.
Thank you to whichever uncle it was for the kind donation to the Robbie Fund.
Daniel.
Yeah.
And congratulations, Dylan and
uncle
Robbie.
Uncle Dan.
You pulled it off. And thanks to everybody who donated ginger ale and wanted to know how this story would play out.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
You'll see a video and pictures of the presentation of the ginger ale for Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday that took over a month to get together, put together, assemble.
She was
and
so shocked
put on display. Yeah,
that we'd been talking about it for a month. She said that she'd been thinking about getting a battery powered radio so she could listen to our show. Uh-huh. I was like, well, thank goodness you didn't.
Yeah. It would have ruined everything.
The one thing that I did, there was about 35, maybe 40 people there.
Yeah.
And the one thing I noticed is not a single person of Melissa's family listens to this show. Not a single one.
You've
got to
work on that, then.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
If I told you I believe I've found the greatest dessert at a restaurant in this city, would that be something you might be interested in?
Yes.
Are you a dessert guy?
If it's the greatest, yes.
Okay. Because my fiance is a dessert girl. I think she goes out to eat solely for the dessert. Like, the meal is just a formality for her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I've got the greatest dessert in the city that we discovered on Saturday.
Better than a peanut butter pie from Vice?
Well, see, that's not... Well, I guess you could get a slice if you're eating in at Vice. Look, I don't want to butt heads with Dylan over the Vice peanut butter pie.
Okay, right. Good.
Okay. But this is one that, like, just at a restaurant. You can't order it to go. You can't take it home with you.
Okay.
You could, but it wouldn't be very good by the time you got home. Oh, my God.
Must have ice cream.
But Michelle's here first. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, guys.
Michelle says it's very rare that she has anything nice to say to Dylan.
Oh, thanks, Michelle.
But she is going to make an exception right now. Dylan, you're going to like what Michelle has to say. Go ahead, Michelle.
I just wanted to say, you know, Dylan, between your bologna run and then the Bachelor Cam and now Grandma Rosie, you've been working so hard, and you really deserve a little break and a vacation. And
thank you. Wait, you mean by doing a job? How is it? So you've got a real system set up over there.
Yes.
You do so little for so long that when you do regular amounts, or maybe a little above, I don't want to dismiss it, you do a little more. You go a little above and beyond.
Yeah.
Michelle's saying you should take a vacation. You should take time off.
Michelle, thank you.
You guys need to give him a break. He needs time to rest.
I do. Thank you, Michelle.
Don't forget that Robbie was there the whole time, too, with the ginger ale.
Robbie, you should take some time as well.
I might need it.
Pepper can do the show by himself.
Absolutely.
I built that board for Robbie to punch.
We are very happy. He just hasn't had to punch it a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Two stickers going up for games 3 and game 4 today with the Robbie stress playoff stress board punch.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle.
He has been unusually hard for Dylan's standards the past
two
months.
There's just been a lot of fun things happening.
With the ginger ale, Grandma Rosie was thrilled to the moon and back with the presentation of over 150 cases of ginger ale that is going to be, just split amongst the entire family.
Yeah, everyone got to fill up their cars before any rain came, and they were just so happy as they were loading it up.
Michelle, have you been playing the $20,000 sound, following along with any of that?
Yeah, I have, and I'm ready for it to be done. Sorry, but I just want to know what it is.
Right?
A big clue, I guess, coming up in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, we'll have a new clue, and then the first chance to play. Thank you, Michelle.
Appreciate you.
All right, Dylan, you can take some time off.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, it is a restaurant at, so my fiance and I did a secret date night.
What's secret date night?
It's like where we pretend we're different people, and then we meet on a date.
Wait.
Yeah.
Secret date, first off, you talk about secret date night like we all know what that is. Second, you meet different people?
No, we pretend we're different people.
You pretend you're different people?
Yeah.
What?
We like, there's an Modern Family does an episode like this.
They do.
Isn't there a thing on Modern Family?
Yeah, Claire and Phil.
Claire and Phil meet at a hotel like they're different people.
Yes, okay.
And then they hit it off.
Clive Bixby or something wasn't his name?
Something like that. Yeah. We do something like that.
Right.
So it's the first time we've ever done it. But we
you acted
about-
like everyone does it though. When you
I think people do that. Okay. I think people do that.
So wait. You you met at a hotel.
I was Bryson Winters. Yeah.
What?
I was Bryson Winters.
That was your name?
Yeah. I never got her last name. She was just Valentina.
Valentina.
She was an art dealer in town for one weekend.
Oh.
She was very mysterious.
What was Bryson all about?
Bryson is the acting CEO of Tomorrow Adhesive Solutions. I got the name tag.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Here it is. Oh, I'm still wearing it. Here it is. Yeah. I made a name tag.
Bryson Winters.
Bryson Winters. I was in town for the North American Glue Adhesive and Binding Conference.
That happens in Edmonton.
Yeah. No, it's Edmonton had the conference this year. Oh. It travels on. I'm from Cleveland.
Okay.
Just a nice suburb outside of Cleveland.
Where do you live in a house, apartment? What do you have?
I live in a house.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
Robbie, is this weird? This seems weird.
I think a lot of couples do it, right? To spice things up.
I would think so, yeah.
A lot of couples do this. You need a name tag.
Well, that's next level.
Well, this is like, you know, the name, you know, when you go to a conference and like, you know, everybody's wearing like a name tag or an ID badge.
Okay. Yeah.
So I had that on, right? So that, you know, so that Coral could identify me.
Right.
And then so knew I was playing the game, right? So I was wearing that like I just left the conference and I was just having a drink at the bar.
Sorry, there's a lot of things I need to ask about. Did you come to the hotel together and then?
No. So I went to the hotel. She didn't know any of this was happening because we talked about doing it for a long time.
Okay.
So I got my son to drop me off at the hotel.
Yeah.
And I booked a hotel room.
What did you tell your son you were doing?
I just said we're having a nice staycation. And if I told him this, he'd think we were crazy.
But why didn't he? Did he not ask like, well, how come you don't take Coral?
Yeah, I said it's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
So he dropped me off at the hotel, and Coral was out. And then when Coral got home, there was like an envelope on the counter, and it said, "Wondering where Rob is? Open up the envelope to find out."
Okay.
So and then in there was the instructions. So then I had an Uber pick her up at our house and drop her off at the hotel. She had no idea what was going on.
Okay.
And then just to check in at the front desk.
Yes.
So she got the room. So she went up to the room, and on the room was a welcome package to the North American Glue and Binding or Glue Adhesive and Binding Conference 2024.
Was she part of the conference?
Well, I thought she might want to be, but she changed her character to be an art dealer. So she wasn't part of the conference, but in there was the welcome letter. From the conference director and the itinerary for the two-day weekend of the conference.
Okay.
Complete with all the schedule of events, none of which were real, Dylan.
Got you.
I made it up for the fantasy.
Okay. Where were you when she was checking in?
At the hotel bar.
Okay.
You see? So I was waiting at the hotel bar, and then while I was sitting at the bar wondering, you know, she was getting ready to start this fantasy.
Right.
And I was sitting at the hotel bar, and then before I knew it, the server dropped a drink off at the bar for me, and she said... this is from that young lady over there.
Okay.
And immediately, because that was my plan when I saw her, when she was to wander into the bar. So immediately I was like, uh-oh, somebody else has sent me a drink before she gets here.
Oh,
this
no.
Is gonna be but it turned out it was her.
Oh,
but
okay.
Not her. It was Val the art dealer.
Right.
Short for Valentina, by the way.
Valentina.
Yeah, I didn't find out much about her.
No?
No. She was very mysterious.
How did you, guys end up like
sitting
at the
really
same
hit it off.
Oh,
yeah. It was quite the hot night. Yeah.
First. Robbie, did you say you think a lot of people do this?
I think a lot of couples do to spice things up.
Yeah.
Is it role playing?
You don't like being yourself or you just wanted to try someone else?
It was just to spice it up.
Okay.
Right? And we got to know each other in a whole different way. Oh, yeah. My cousin and I are fighting over which direction to take the company. I'm just the acting CEO since dad died.
Did you learn anything about her?
Oh, yeah. She had a battle with meningitis when she was a child.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was quite the story. It was a lot of fun, though. I can get her to send me the itinerary and the welcome letter if you would like to see it.
You know what? I would.
I went really above and beyond.
It sounds that way.
I lived in a real fantasy world.
So did she leave in the morning or you guys, what happened?
Well, my daughter picked us up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she, nice. Oh.
The fantasy ended when we woke up the next morning.
I understand.
Right? Okay. I fell asleep with Val. I woke up with Coral.
Ah. There is nothing worse than having your 17-year-old daughter end the fantasy for you.
It was a bit strange. But see, the problem was I didn't realize we had no way home.
Right.
Because I got my son to drop me off and an Uber picked her up.
You could have Ubered home.
We could have, but my daughter was nice enough to come and pick us up.
What did you talk about on the car ride home?
It was very quiet. Yeah. It was very, very quiet. Yeah,
interesting.
But in that whole time, we shared
what could be the city's best restaurant dessert.
Okay.
Too late to tell you about it now, Alan.
Well, you know what? The other details I was more interested in anyway.
But Bryson Winters will share it with you in a little bit. Bryson and Val had quite the dessert.
Bryson?
Bryson Winters. Again, acting CEO, Tomorrow Adhesive Solutions.
Did Bryson have a different, like, did he talk different?
No, I didn't change my voice because I knew I'd forget.
Okay.
But he's from Cleveland. You got a Cleveland accent.
Cleveland. I talked a lot about growing up in the Iron Belt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good childhood?
I know a surprising amount about the Midwest.
Did you look it up or you just knew?
No, I just knew things.
Huh.
Or filled in what I didn't know. Bryson Winters.
Sorry, Dylan. My bad. Did she call out Bryson?
Oh, she called me so many different names as soon as I took my name tag off. I think she didn't want me walking around with a fake name tag on the whole night.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Called me Bronson, called me Brian. I don't know.
She didn't see, it seems like she but didn't care what? Much about you.
Val knew this was just a one-night thing.
Okay.
I know it, yeah. Val was a little easy, let me just tell you that.
Oh,
much.
My God.
It was fun.
Oh,
Val. I was excited to do it.
Glad you had a fun weekend.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
As hot and nice as it was, the most fun was creating this storyline, which was way too more involved than it needed to
be. I could imagine.
Yeah.
How many work office supplies did you use to make this happen?
None.
Oh, really?
But I have 12 extra ID badge holders if you guys need any, because I only needed the two. So,
okay, yeah. Thank you.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Kind of a formality, but Robbie will be placing not one but two stickers on the playoff stress punch wall as part of our playoff stress punch wall ceremony this morning. He's only punched the thing once.
That's good. I mean, for an Oilers fan, that's good.
Yes.
Game five, right? Yeah, game five on Wednesday with a scheduled time of TBD. Megan, is it up now?
It is.
It is up now. The latest clue for the $20,000 sound. Here's what we'll do, right? Because we're playing every hour today. So the clue is at Kiss Edmonton Instagram and Facebook and kiss917.com. We'll give you that code word to play at 7 o'clock. We're doing a 7 o'clock play. We'll do it at like 7:05. So it'll give you a chance to maybe check out the clue.
Okay.
We'll give you an extra few minutes to do that. So code word coming up in 6 minutes, right?
That works.
Because Mitch is here. Good morning, Mitch.
Hey, how's it going?
I might have found myself a new side career, Dylan.
What's your new side hustle?
What is it, Mitch?
Giving people identity profiles for their fun date night.
Ooh.
Dylan, I could do this.
Well, you have, 10 name tags left over?
I've got a bunch of name tags. I could do it. I could arrange, if you're into the romance, and let me be honest, not just romance, but the heat.
Okay.
Oh, the heat, you guys. The heat of no strings attached hotel room sex.
Oof.
Oh, wow. Or bonding. Bonding.
Yeah, right.
Which is why I was at Dylan, the North American Glue Adhesive and Bonding.
Because of the bonding.
Conference 2024.
Yes,
old
exciting.
Bryson Winters was my name for our romantic meetup.
Very, very
interesting. I think that would be awesome. To create scenarios and characters for people who want a romantic date night, pretending that they're strangers?
Yes.
Oh, it was so fun, Dylan!
You had a good time. She had a good time.
Like, Mitch, would you do that or would you feel silly?
No, I'd do that.
Because I felt silly for a minute. But
it'd be
so
fun.
It was. It was a ton of fun.
That you got to pick your own identities. Did she get to pick her own, or did you pick
her? I gave her the option to be part of the conference.
Right.
So I left a name tag in her welcome package.
What did you name her?
I didn't give her a name.
Oh,
that was on her.
All right.
Okay. So, but she chose to be an art dealer.
Right.
In town for the weekend.
Right.
Making sure an art deal went down.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happened to meet each other's eyes at the hotel bar.
Well, she sent you a drink.
Had a couple drinks together. And I don't know how she knew mine shouldn't be alcoholic.
Yeah.
She's very smart. Very intuitive. Smart thing.
Yes,
and then we went and had the greatest dessert we've ever had in our lives.
Is that what they call it?
And then we had an after dessert, Robbie.
Hey, Pepper.
Yeah.
So would you be able to do two profiles then? Because I don't know if my... I don't know if my significant other would be, you know, as creative as you can
be. It's not just profiles. It's the whole storyline.
Yes.
You need the whole storyline.
Is this going to be like a binder? Are we just talking a few sheets?
Oh, you know what? Let's talk off the air. I'll put together a date for you that you will never forget.
Oof.
All right.
There is a promise.
But it is tricky. Thank you, Mitch. It is tricky because you have to know that you have to really commit to it.
Right.
The whole night.
Right. And, you can't just say, oh, yeah, did you take the trash out?
Right.
How did it go with the laundry?
No, you can't talk about the kids. You can't talk about anything.
Right.
You really got to buy into it the whole night.
Right.
It was good.
I mean, people, maybe they've...
do this. They enjoy this.
If you don't have the imagination, yeah, I'd be happy to make up a character and a storyline for you.
Absolutely.
It was about, don't tell her this. That might have been the most fun part.
Right.
Oh, get out of here with this clue.
What?
What a
Are you looking at the $20,000 clue?
Come on.
You're mad at
What's
the clue
wrong?
Now?
What's wrong?
Megan lives in a disaster.
Don't bring it up.
And it's just Megan's living room.
What?
Which has 100,000 items in it.
Oh, it's a video?
I don't know what
It's a video
talking.
Clue again? Okay.
Yes.
And it's somewhere in that video?
Yeah.
There's a million things, though. How does this help
I need to
anybody?
See how Megan lives. I need to see this, okay?
I don't think you want to.
You can check that out. Let's do a sidewalk sale, by the way.
We're having a sidewalk sale. We're having a sidewalk sale.
All right, kiss917.com for the clue, or Kiss Edmonton Instagram and Facebook. Who's this, Robbie?
This would be our good friend, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Barbie.
Hi,
Barbie.
Hello.
Okay, is it Barbie, Barbie or is it Barbara?
Well, you can call me Dulcina Astrid if you like.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. She's not here for the $20,000 sale. We'll give you a code word in a couple minutes. You want a table at the sidewalk sale?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, this is less than 2 weeks away, so we got to get after this, right?
Yeah, we do. We do.
We had a hard time filling table spaces last week because the 50-50 had just started.
Yeah, we just ran out of time.
Right. So it is on May 11th, Saturday, May 11th at Midway Music Hall.
Oh, wow.
If you want a table That's for the sidewalk up. Sale, you can let us know. It's just... Exactly. What it's Edmonton's biggest sidewalk sale.
Yeah.
Right?
Simple.
Sell whatever you've got. Barbie, what do you have?
I make chunky blankets. I also have...
You say chunky blankets?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're the chunky knitting ones. They're like really, really thick.
Okay.
Oh, they're amazing. They're so soft. They're made out of chenille. Yarn.
Ooh.
And gift baskets, and I have a little crafting side business, so I have lots of amazing goodies, and I also donate proceeds to I had breast cancer, so I donate it back to the cross.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, wow.
Good for you. And everything's okay on that front?
I am 1 year cancer free as of
Beautiful.
December.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Awesome to hear it. All right. Give her another table, Robbie.
I think we can do that.
A few things in life, Dylan, you can't have too many of.
Which is?
Blankets.
Chocolate bars?
Chocolate? Well, chocolate bars are pretty good.
Hot dogs?
Uh-huh.
Pizza pops?
Okay. Yeah.
And you say blankets?
Blankets.
Oh.
You can't have too many blankets.
Blankets are the best.
Right? Okay. All right, Barbie. Thank you. What do you have, Robbie?
I was going to say, so is this a business? Do we count her as a business table?
Sounds businessy, yes.
It sounds businessy.
Yeah.
I do have it is called Barbie's Bespoke Baskets.
Oh, there you okay. go.
Perfect.
Perfect. We'll give you a table to the sidewalk sale, Barbie. Thank you very much.
Fabulous.
Okay, we'll
Thank
see you
so
on Saturday, May 11th, less than 2 weeks from now, right?
Yes.
So if you want a table, if you've got some stuff to sell, you've gone through, you know, your basement, storeroom, garage, spring cleaning. People are probably setting up their backyards now and going, let's get rid of this and get some new stuff, right?
Right.
This is a good place to sell your old stuff. Just text us at 917-917. We'll get you a table for the sidewalk sale, okay?
Got it.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Text
it's like
says,
dancing.
This song is a banger, but Dolly Parton sounds like she has no teeth in it. She does have a little bit of a something
Dolly.
Going on, right? What a fun song.
It
Dolly
is good.
Parton's
so
the
good.
New Betty White. Now that Betty White has passed, right? Is Dolly Parton the new older woman that we all adore?
Of course.
And we just never want to change?
No.
Remember during the American Thanksgiving when she was performing at the halftime show, the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Game?
Looking great.
My Legend. God.
Speaking of older ladies that we never want to change, Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday was on Saturday.
What a beauty.
What's the update on the video wrap-up of the ginger ale presentation?
Just going through.
Okay. So you're going? Still working at it, Megan?
It'll be done shortly.
No pressure, Megan. Megan had a lot to do today. She's put up on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, Facebook, and at kiss917.com the latest clue with the $20,000 sound, which is now up. And maybe it helps you. It's a video of Megan and her roommate's living room with a bunch of stuff in it. And somewhere in that video is something that makes that sound for $20,000. We're playing every hour today.
So we'll give you another code word in 15 minutes. But we should cover, once again, for those that might have missed it, the success that was Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday and the ginger ale surprise.
Oh, it was so good.
150 cases of ginger ale were presented to Grandma Rosie on her 90th birthday because 60-plus years ago, she won a contest for a lifetime or a year supply of ginger ale that never arrived.
No.
It was never delivered. Mm-hmm.
No.
Dylan delivered it on Saturday.
It was
a lot
amazing.
Of help to Robbie and everybody else who gave you cases of ginger ale over the past month.
Yeah, thank you to everyone that donated either money or ginger ale. Thank you to Pat from Farley's who got the fridge for everyone. Thanks to YEG Exotic who dropped off a caseloads and caseloads of ginger ale. Thank you just to everybody who came by to a 50-50 and dropped off either one or two or three cases.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. It was such an amazing moment. The whole family really honestly they were touched. And it was amazing to watch it.
Anybody there? Because it was all family. Was it all Grandma Rosie's family?
Yep. Yeah.
And like spouses and partners of family.
Yep.
Was there anybody there that was like, what's all this ginger ale? I don't know anything about this ginger ale. Or does everybody know the story that Grandma Rosie and Grandpa Bob got robbed of their rightful 1 year supply of ginger ale back in 1965?
Everyone has been told this story. Like a lot of the.
So it's like family lore. Everybody knows?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So a lot of like. So Grandma Rosie's kids were coming up to me going like, we've heard about this for 35, 40 years. You don't understand how big of a deal this was to my dad or whatever, right? Like, yep. So it was really, really cool to hear that. And just to see Grandma Rosie, who is, when you see the video, she is so, she looks so young and fit and beautiful.
Does not look 90.
But I was sitting there and I leaned down because she was at the head table for her birthday. And mm-hmm. I leaned down and I was just like talking to her. And I just said, hey, thanks so much for inviting me to the party. Like, what a milestone this is. And I was leaning down, I bet you, talking to her for maybe 2 minutes.
Right.
I got up and I'm limping away. She walked past me at a speed that was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Oh, granny.
So they were all inside in like a social room in the senior center.
Yep.
Having like cake or celebrating her birthday.
Yes.
You ran outside and met Robbie.
Yep.
And built a display of ginger ale, which you will see once Megan's done with it. No pressure, Megan.
That's fine.
At the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, a display of Canada Dry ginger ale, the green boxes and the white Diet ginger ale
that
you would see in the grocery store that spell out 90.
Yeah. It looked awesome. This is Robbie's
idea.
8 feet
high, Robbie? 6 feet high?
Seven, 8 feet. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And it looks great.
Oh, thank God Robbie was a merchandiser back in his day.
So you and Robbie stacked this thing in a rush because they knew to come outside at a certain point for the birthday surprise.
It was Robbie, myself, and Uncle Bud.
Okay.
We were able to get it done. And we had 15 minutes. And typical Robbie. Robbie working his butt off like crazy. I was done and going like, okay, let's do this. And Robbie's fixing every little.
It wasn't perfect.
Oh,
it's got
to
be perfect.
It to be perfect.
It does, yeah.
And then everyone came out, and it was just awesome to see. And Grandma Rosie's reaction was awesome. But it was awesome to see all the kids and all like the grandkids and the grandkids' kids. Like, it was just amazing to see.
How many
see
generations
everybody.
Were at this party? 4 generations?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to see
and
like all the reactions of the ginger ale and just like everyone kind of tickled that it was just like they've never seen anything like it, which I hadn't either.
Everybody got it.
Yeah.
Right? They were like, okay, yeah, ginger. It makes sense.
I can't believe how. Oh, they got it. Yeah, sorry. I was going to say, I can't believe how fast they demolished it.
Yeah.
When it was done.
Did that make you mad, Robbie?
No, I was like, this is going to be all night. We're going to have to manage this ginger ale.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So how were the 150 cases of ginger ale dispersed amongst the family?
Just everyone backed up. They all backed up their trucks and SUVs. And
unreal.
Took as many. I said, take as many as you want. Like, you've been waiting years for this.
And you had like a mini bar fridge customized with the newspaper article from 1965 and a picture of the new car that they had also won.
Yep.
On the fridge, and there was a bidding war to keep the fridge.
There was a bidding war. I played auctioneer. It was unbelievable that I mean, it was such an amount that I can't even $1,525. That's all going back to the Robbie Fund, thanks to Uncle Dan.
Yeah, Uncle Daniel. Dan.
Did Grandma Rosie not want the fridge?
Well, here's the thing. Grandma Rosie just moved into the smaller rooms.
Okay.
There's nowhere to put it.
Oh, okay.
She has a fridge, but like it's this big.
Right.
It's the tiny, tiny fridge. This one was too big for the
situation.
She
needs the bigger room in the senior center. You know how you get that, hey?
Yeah, I don't think you want that.
The bigger room in the senior center.
I don't think that's a good one.
Okay. So $1,500? Like the family got into a bidding war for the fridge. Okay.
Just to have that memory forever.
Yeah.
And it was such an awesome keepsake, but they wanted that money to go back to the Robbie Fund.
Very nice of them.
And then we have a couple leftover ginger ales that we're going to give out at the sidewalk sale.
Beautiful.
Just on behalf of Grandma Rosie.
Robbie did observe something, being the only non-family member, Robbie, there?
Yes, yes.
Robbie observed that you are probably the newest member of the family. This is your girlfriend's family, right?
Rosie, yeah, I met them all for the first time.
Yeah, this is the first time I met everyone except her parents. I had already met and Grandma Rosie.
Robbie noticed some of the other partners.
Okay. You
know, boyfriends, husbands, wives, girlfriends that have been brought into this family.
Yes.
Kind of going like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
A little showy, don't you think? Well, show off a little bit.
Why? What happened, Robbie? No.
No, I just got the vibe. Like, I just got the vibe for that they were like, oh, no, now what are we going to do?
Exactly. You set the bar way too high as the favorite grandson-in-law.
No, that wasn't the plan. The plan was.
But it happened, Dylan.
The plan was
150
just
cases of ginger ale for a 60-year family story. We'll do that.
I just wanted the family to be happy. And, again, thank you to everyone because you guys, you made a really special moment for our family.
What are you going to do next year? I don't know. Did you see what Dylan did this year? Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone did.
Oh, they went home fighting with one another.
No. Yeah. No, I hope not.
How many cases of ginger ale did Grandma Rosie herself keep? Was there any left for her?
I think only three.
Bunch of scavengers took it all.
She was just so happy to be there and have everyone have that moment.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to see the video.
I saw the rough copy of the video, and it's very, very sweet.
Right?
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers Radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know. Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
The TMZ is reporting on Britney Spears calling her completely dysfunctional and in danger of going broke.
Oh, wow.
Completely dysfunctional as for her mental health since the conservatorship ended. No supervision, radical mood swings. I mean, we get to see the videos that she posts.
Yeah, every once in a while.
With the knives and the dancing and the knife by her throat.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's something.
Okay.
She has lots of freedoms in the conservatorship, they said, and the restrictions were there to protect her.
That was the argument, right?
Right, and now she's not protected by anyone. But her finances, she's in danger of going broke. Britney Spears in danger?
Yeah.
Of going broke?
And when she was in the conservatorship, all of her money was managed and spending was kept from her.
Right.
To which the argument was she should have a lot more freedom and access to the things that she had earned and in the things she wants to do, just freedom in general.
Which makes sense. I mean, she's going on like trips that are costing somewhere in the $1 million range, multiple trips a year.
What kind of trip costs $1 million?
Yeah. The ones that Britney goes on, I just don't see her going broke is the thing.
Right,
but between private jets, hotel staff, and going to the French Polynesia.
Polynesian.
Yeah.
Polynesia. Robbie, Google most expensive hotel in the world. I want to know how much one night stay is.
The presidential suite at the Four Seasons, dropping $350,000 a trip she's staying, apparently. But yeah, what is the most expensive hotel? I imagine it's in the millions.
Okay. JW Marriott.
No, I don't think it is.
You don't think so?
It's
a pricey
expensive
hotel.
It's not cheap.
Robbie?
Wow. Okay. Well, just some quick ones that come up on Google.
Yeah.
So there's one in St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
The Lover's Deep St. Lucia. It's a submarine underwater hotel.
What?
It's looking. Oh, is this right? It's looking like it's $250,000 a night.
$250,000 a night?
Yeah. Oh,
you better get to take the lotion home.
I would hope.
There's one in Kokomo.
Okay.
So, it says Kokomo Private Island in Fiji.
Okay.
$500,000 a night.
$500,000 a night, you're taking the lotion home and someone's coming to rub it on you.
Yep.
Oh, that's not Palms Casino Resort. Is that they have some that are $1 million a night?
Yeah.
Oh,
when you start getting
when you get into like the presidential suites of some of these places, of course.
See, that's my kind of vacation though, where you're like, I'm not leaving the hotel room the whole time. You kidding me? Paid $1 million a night for this thing. Yeah, we're not going in. I don't care what sights you want to see.
Yeah, there's
we're
no,
not stepping foot outside of this room.
There's no excursion that you're... The dolphin better come into the living room.
Damn right.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, yeah. So look at St. Lucia, Fiji Island, Vegas, New York, Geneva.
Oh, my God.
All have super expensive spots.
But Dubai. What are they on Hotwire?
Yeah.
That's the risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Would you want to get $1 million hotel without seeing it? I don't think so.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Okay.
So I don't. They're worried about Brittany. I mean, we were worried about her before. We're worried about her now. But completely dysfunctional, in danger of going broke. I don't see it. At $60 million was her net worth last recorded.
Dylan, that's 60 nights stay at that one hotel.
I guess when you look at it like that, that's really
you go
not
on a
10-day
vacation. And that's 1/6 of your wealth gone.
True. Something to watch out for. But Britney Spears, we'll see what happens there. London Drugs. Closed until further notice. It looks like there's been a cyber attack on London Drugs, and it's causing a real issue, according to their Twitter. London Drugs has experienced an operational issue that has led to stores across Western Canada being closed until further notice. This came out last night. Pharmacists standing by to support any customers with urgent pharmacy needs. I'm not sure. They just say thank you for your patience, and an update will be provided as soon as possible.
But you have to get your phone charger and alarm clock elsewhere.
I guess so at this point. Yep. Good for our phone chargers there, though.
Great phone chargers, phone cases, and alarm clocks, for sure. If you ever want an alarm clock that shines the light on the ceiling, best gift I've ever been given, that's where it came from.
That's where you got
London
it.
London Drugs, yep.
Good to know. We'll wrap with the Oilers this morning, if we could.
Yep. He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Go sports, go.
Through another win. He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so Oilers played on Friday. They beat the Kings. They walloped them 6-1. And then they played again last night. An 8:51 start, Oilers. Not in love with that, but they ended up winning 1-0. You know what the worst part about yesterday's game was? I know you're excited because they didn't call a lot of penalties.
Well, because it went quicker.
Sure. But the worst part about it was there was no moment where you could go to bed and feel good.
Yeah.
Like, at least on Friday, we could turn it off at 4-1 or whatever it was.
True. And be confident they'll win it,
Yeah. 1-0. Anything could have happened.
It felt like, though, last night's game, because there were so few stoppages, right? Last night's game was, like 2 hours and 18 minutes in length. Very short for a game.
Right.
It felt like they all were tired, too.
Yeah.
They wanted to get to bed.
Probably. So a couple questions I have to ask about the upcoming end of the series. Because Oilers lead the series 3-1.
Okay.
Then they come back here for a home game on Wednesday, which we don't know the time yet.
Nope. TBD.
One, will the Oilers go to Jack's Burger Shack?
Right. Or will Jack's Burger Shack be brought to the coaching staff?
Yeah, we'll
get the good luck burgers. Yeah.
Will that happen or will they wait if need be for a game 7?
No, you got to do it now.
Get in it. And then what is to stop the Kings from just bashing players if you know you're going out?
Well, yeah, that's a concern. You got to be careful.
Sportsmanship.
What's that about?
Respect.
I know, but wouldn't
morality.
You?
Morality.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Ethics.
Okay.
The code.
Okay. Fair enough.
But they could.
Reminder
they really
not
could.
To hire Dylan as a coach. Hey, kids, take them out. We're not going to win this game. So you go out and stick them all in the face.
I don't know. The Friday night game looked like that's what their plan was.
Speaking of sticks to the face, how many teeth does Drew Doughty have?
Oh, he's missing a lot.
Like of his own?
I could count one. When he was, like, when it close, he plays for the Kings, and when it shows, like, a close-up of him, I think he's got one, too.
Well, he's won the Stanley Cup a couple times. He's been through war.
Well, he should be careful drinking out of the cup, then.
Yeah,
that's where they all gone, Dylan. He just knocks it out. He's got no teeth.
Yeah, that's classic hockey player.
I know.
Zero teeth because he gets hit in the head.
I guess.
Yeah, and they take out their fake teeth sometimes, so they don't get further ruined.
What do I know?
What a wild time. Oilers are going to play on Wednesday. We don't know what time yet. And those are the three things you need to know.
Of course, we need to do the playoff, Robbie's playoff stress punch wall ceremony.
Yeah.
No punching needs to be done, but just a couple winning stickers need to be applied. It's not as exciting. But no, it's exciting.
It's satisfying.
Because he's not punching anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that coming up. And Dylan, in the next little bit, you will be given the free opportunity to call me dummy.
Yes!
Because you'll be 100% right.
Sign me up. I have no defense
for why you will be calling me a dummy. Coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So a brand new clue for our $20,000 sound, which Robbie said, I don't know if it was out of celebration or frustration or what it was, but we're over 2 months into the $20,000 sound now.
Holy. Just about. Yeah, just about. Beginning of May will be 2 months.
I haven't gotten a guess yet. So the new clue is now a 360-degree video of Megan, her living room, along with her two roommates. Somewhere in that video is the clue, is the item that makes that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Ed is on the phone. Hi, Ed.
So, guys.
Yeah, Ed's got some anxiety. He tried to watch the video to find the thing that makes that sound for $20,000, but he can't stop looking at one other thing in the video. What is it, Ed?
I watched it the first time, and I'm like, okay, I think I saw the clue, but then I watch it again just to make sure, because of like there's like a chip chip clip.
Yep.
And I didn't see that, so I watch it again.
Yep.
And so there's a slow-mo version, like you can play back like to halftime, and by the time it goes to the fireplace and I saw the TV, I can see the foot of the TV. It's like over the edge, and I'm like, is this TV going to fall or what?
Yeah, Ed is like, no longer concerned about winning $20,000 and finding the item that makes that sound. Ed is concerned about the life of your TV, Megan, and that it is just hanging on the mantle of the fireplace.
Yeah.
It looks like that thing could fall at any minute, Megan.
Yeah.
You might want to do something.
How is it hanging there?
Yeah.
He's really worried.
The feet are off.
Yeah, it doesn't fully fit on the fireplace.
Does it wobble when you
go
near
it?
No, it's...
When I first moved in, that was one of the first things I pointed out to them, and I was like, hey guys, that looks a little sketchy.
Like, aren't you worried that your dog's going to be underneath the TV one morning?
No, Luca prefers to sleep on the couch if you didn't see
that. That is a big TV just hanging on the edge of the mantle. There's not enough space on that mantle to hold that TV down.
No.
Megan, you're going to come home one day and that'll be on the ground. I'm worried about that TV. You're right, Ed. How can you look at anything else?
It's hard.
I know.
And there's a lot of stuff in here. Well, thank you, Ed. Hopefully you can focus enough and figure it out. All right.
Yeah, hopefully, too. I thought I was getting called for the 20,000, but I was like, it's not time yet.
Sorry. Yeah. We'll do it again coming up in just over 20 minutes. We'll give you another clue for the $20,000 sound. But if you want to see that video and see how much how that TV is just hanging in peril, you can go to the Kiss Edmonton Instagram.
It really is.
Or the, it's leaning off the
Kiss Edmonton Facebook.
Yikes.
All right.
Not ideal.
Also, the sidewalk sale. Where are we at with that, Robbie? That's less than 2 weeks away now.
Yeah, we're getting some people messaging us, which is good. You should let us know what you have, and we'll keep getting people in.
Okay.
As we go.
Less than 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't award many tables last week. Robbie did a few off the air, but because it was such a big deal with the citywide 50-50 returning last week, right?
Yeah.
And which happens again tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're out again. So the first week of citywide 50-50, thank you, everyone. We are off to a record pace from our first week. $14,010 is the current amount with the citywide 50-50 with, you know, almost a month to go, right?
Oh.
May 24th is the grand prize draw.
Devon's not even in it yet.
And you're going to Devon again, favorite town?
Oh, I have to. It's my favorite town. I want to be the mayor there.
So tomorrow, Megan, you're at Kingsway. Is that right? Am I reading that right? At the A&W?
I'm at Kingsway.
A&W right across from Kingsway. And Jeff will be at White Ave on 101st Street tomorrow.
Right.
A&W locations. They're the hosts for the citywide 50-50 from 6 a.m. till 10. So if those are locations convenient to you, get your citywide 50-50 tickets. All right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
One of those two locations. We're also out on Thursday. Robbie, you're going out on Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Let me just look here.
I got all this list.
Am I out of town that week?
Robbie will be on 97th Street and 164th Avenue, and Katie will be on 50th Street and 61st Avenue. Anyway, the whole list is at kiss917.com.
Okay. Perfect.
Are you ready for this? The best dessert in town?
Yes.
Now, I know that you said last week, Dylan, that the chocolate peanut butter pie from Vies for Pies won an award for the city's best dessert.
Yeah. And which is amazing.
It's a great pie. And it might indeed be the best dessert that you can take with you.
Okay.
I discovered on Saturday night the best dessert that you have at a restaurant. My fiance is a big fan of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
She loves dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, she probably goes to dinner just for the dessert.
Right.
And so when we got the dessert menu, it was the restaurant in the JW Marriott. You know, that fancy place. You ever go to a place where you're like, I don't belong here?
Yes.
I shouldn't be here. This isn't a place for me. Should I use my hands? What do I do? I don't know, you know?
Yeah. I have so many stains on my shirt that I never know where I'm allowed and when I'm not.
Exactly. So they've got a restaurant in that hotel called I believe it's called the Braven Restaurant.
Okay.
It's like a steakhouse and whatever. They have a dessert there that I don't know if anybody else has had. And if you have, please vouch for me saying it could be the best hidden dessert at a restaurant in this city.
I'm going to pull up the dessert menu here. I want to see if I can guess what it is.
Okay.
Oh, a carrot cake.
Nope.
Sour cream, ice cream, candy, walnuts,
nope.
Spice. Okay.
Nope.
The creme brulee. Everyone loves the creme brulee.
Nope.
Most fun eating dessert you can have.
Nope.
Okay, I don't even know what that one is. A banana split.
The banana split.
Is that right?
Oh, my God.
A banana split is the best.
It's got a waffle. It has got, oh, my God. I have never had a banana split like this in my life.
Whoa.
And we each ordered a dessert, you know, like, Willie, and we'll share them, you know? It was so big. It was like it came out in a wheelbarrow. It was the biggest banana split I've ever seen.
Okay.
It was banana. It was waffles. There's like a chocolate bark in there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's ice cream. And they do the ice cream. You know how you dip ice cream and it's got that hard chocolate shell?
Yeah.
So the three flavors of ice cream were all dipped with a hard chocolate shell on it. Oh, my God.
Do you have a picture of it? I like looking at it.
Oh, I wonder if she did. I'll see if she took a picture of it. It was one of those ones that you order it, and when it comes, you're like, oh, my God, how are we going to eat this? The table beside us also ordered it, they barely ate it.
And
took
you
like
guys,
three,
no problem?
Oh, we crushed the thing.
Oh, did you?
Crushed the thing and the carrot cake that came along with it.
got both?
Oh, yeah, we got both, but we shouldn't have gotten both. It is. Holy. It's the size of, I'm not even exaggerating when I say it's got to be the size of a 5-pin bowling ball. And probably the weight of one, too.
Jeez.
It is, God. If you like a good dessert and you like a good banana split, I'm telling you, you go to the Ice District, you know, to watch the game on.
Yeah.
You know, outside, just pop into that. You'll feel so out of place.
It's called Brave. Someone's saying Braven is to die for.
Braven, yeah. You'll feel completely out of place in this thing, right? You know? And it's one of those ones that have more than just a knife, fork, and spoon.
Right.
And you're like, what are these forks for? It seems you only need one. And you can get the banana split. Oh, my God.
It's so weird that you say that, because I would...
It sounds like a weird dessert to go crazy for, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be the one I would even go for.
Ice cream and a banana. No, it is amazing.
Really? I've never been, because stains on the shirt, right?
Yeah, and I didn't have my lactate pills that I've been taking, you know?
How was that for the rest of the night?
It was a little rough.
Weren't you having romantic nights?
We were having a romantic night at a date night at the hotel, too.
Jeez.
Ah! Banana split was better than what we were thinking anyway.
Did you eat dinner or just had dessert?
No, we had dinner, but I'm cursing it because I would have rather had two banana splits.
Okay.
It was huge, Dylan.
Wow.
So good.
And then you had a fun night together.
Yeah.
Did you take your pill?
No, that's the thing. I didn't take my lactate.
Then it wasn't that fun of a night.
We were just there. We had to practice a little more awareness.
I don't even want to know what that means.
A little awareness and understanding is what we needed to practice.
Okay,
is all. Yep.
I don't know what. We'll leave that to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Text message asking, are you playing the $20,000 sound every hour again today? You got it, Mojimbo.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it at 7 and 8 to zero success. We'll do it again coming up. We'll give you another code word in 9 minutes. If nobody guesses that sound. Even after using that so helpful video clue of Megan's living room.
That has everything under the sun in it.
Three girls under one roof, all in school with full-time jobs. Well, you all have a lot of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff.
How do you divide a common area? I want to put my things out there. I want to put my things out there. You know?
So they just put all their things out there.
Don't we have somebody, Robbie, who wants a table at the sidewalk sale? that he just bought a house with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he has to get rid of all his Batman stuff.
Yeah, we saw that text. Yep.
See, it happens.
Oh,
sweetie, I want to move in with you, but we got to do something about all this Batman stuff in your living room.
It's not allowed to have Batman?
My friend Ryan has a lot of Batman and Star Wars stuff in his living room. And I think his girlfriend is just like, all right, I can't. Like, it's crammed with comic book collectibles in the living room.
It's a tough.
Okay, are you ready for the ceremony?
Yeah, please.
Okay, it is ceremony time. Well, there is a wall in the back of our room. It was built solely for Robbie to purge his playoff stress. Robbie lives and dies by the Oilers, and when bad things happen to the Oilers, bad things happen to the furniture and the walls around here.
You got it.
There is a hole in our wall that dates back to 2018, right?
2017.
2017.
When they lost.
That's right.
To the Anaheim Ducks.
Right.
See, Robbie, I graduated high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Robbie punched a hole in the wall there. We had to cover it up with like some soundproofing and a curtain, and so we didn't get in trouble.
I don't know if you saw the commercial the other night. I was during the hockey game, I believe. But what a good commercial, and it made me just think of Robbie. Just all the ways that people had bashed TVs.
Oh. TVs and radios.
We were watching it. Like, oh, that's you, Robbie.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. this wall is fitting.
So we were proactive this year. We built a wall, which is at the back of the room for Robbie to punch when things go bad. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Yeah. There you go.
What's this?
It's my Hugh Jackman alarm.
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to think of Hugh Jackman
Everybody
daily.
Think of Hugh Jackman for a second if you can.
Okay. Already was.
Everybody thought, what'd you think about Hugh Jackman?
Right now?
Yeah.
I just thought about his accent, and I don't know where it's from.
He's very handsome, isn't he?
Yeah, where
Robbie,
is his
what did
accent
you think
from?
About Hugh
I was
Jackman.
Just thinking of Wolverine.
Australia.
Wolverine claws.
Wolverine, okay, yeah. All right, everybody thought about Hugh Jackman now?
His chops.
Every day I'm going to remind you to think about Hugh Jackman, okay? So get used to it. There it is. Okay. He's just so cool.
He is.
So cool.
Okay, so this wall is broken into 8 squares, games 1 through 7, and then the bonus square. If the Oilers win, we put a sticker on game 1.
Yes.
If the Oilers lost, Robbie punched a hole in game 2. We know what happened on Friday and yesterday.
Yeah.
So rather anticlimactic, but yeah. Robbie, you go ahead.
Okay.
It's not as fun as him punching a wall.
No, it's not.
But it's equally as rewarding simply because they're up 3-1. So, Robbie.
Visually, it's going to look awesome.
Go ahead. Game number 3. Yeah. Throw a sticker on the game number 3.
Hey!
Very cute.
All right. All right, Robbie. One more. Let's catch up from the weekend.
One more.
Game number 4. Throw a victory sticker on game number 4. There we go.
Hey! So for those of us who are 100% sure, they just have to win either 5, 6, or 7.
Well, yep.
One more.
That's it?
Ooh. Yep. Game 5 on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they move on.
Wow.
How'd that feel, Robbie?
So good.
It's much better putting a victory sticker on than punching a hole in it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing. If the Oilers win on Wednesday night, I know it's an if, and I don't want to jinx anything, but if they do, right, that means I built that entire wall so Robbie could punch it one time.
Yeah, that's not.
Well,
so
there'll be another round.
Oh, no, that's what I've got to build a whole new wall.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You just punched a hole in that one.
Yeah.
If only the Oilers had just won all 4 of them, we could use the same wall.
I mean, there is an extra slot. We could just skip over that one, you know?
Well,
you did. You put an extra one.
Got to do a new wall.
Okay.
Jeez, that's a lot of work for one punch.
I think you should just mud it and tape it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That would be more work.
Just patch it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well,
why wouldn't you?
Not over yet. Maybe he'll punch on Wednesday or after Wednesday. Oh. Maybe he'll put another sticker on.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
They showed a lot last night. They focused a lot of attention during the broadcast of the hockey game on how there was a basketball game there earlier and there's 2 basketball playoff series going on in that building plus hockey. And, they got to take the floor down to put the ice up. You know what? I'll go the one better. I'd like to see basketball on ice.
That would be intense.
Don't even put up a floor. Let's see.
Did you ever watch...
Skates or no skates. I don't care. Okay. I want to see that game.
Did you ever watch Slam Ball?
I do remember Slam
Ball. Which is basketball on trampolines. Basketball. Now, that was a concept.
That is a concept.
What do you think of hockey basketball? Basketball on ice.
I don't know. I don't think it would work.
Why?
Because you're slamming down on ice.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you're jumping
got me
up.
There.
Like, you've got ramps, and you're doing, would you do just, like, slam dunking, but you're falling on hard ice?
What if you did it on skates, basketball on skates on ice?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Well, skates or just on your feet.
Figure skaters
either
do it
way,
all the time.
That'd be a blast.
It'd be something.
Yeah. It'd save them a lot of time.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
Saving just a little bit of time.
Anyway, the next game is until Wednesday. There is no time, has not been announced yet for the Wednesday game back here in Edmonton. But if you're going to watch the game, not in the building, but outside where all the big screens are in that little, what's that thing called? What's it?
The moss pit?
The moss pit, the where the big screens are there. Nestled in between the Canadian Ice House
yeah.
and the JW Marriott.
The Ice District?
The Ice District. Thank you. Dear God, man. pop into the restaurant in the JW Marriott and get a banana split.
You say it's the best thing in the city.
Best dessert I've ever had. So big.
Was it the best because it's the biggest, or is it the best because
of
the taste?
No, it was like a gourmet banana split.
Okay.
Holy mackerel. Okay, Robbie, you've got 60 seconds, because I don't want to get my feelings hurt here.
But Robbie, really let him have it for the 60 seconds.
Okay, Robbie, 60 seconds on the clock. Robbie's review of hanging out with my bulldog Biff for 3 hours. Well, 4 hours, I guess, on
How
Friday.
Bad of an owner is he?
Dogs are hard, man. Dogs are good. Go ahead, Robbie.
I don't think it's all
Let
Pepper's
me have
fault.
It, yeah. Robbie. Okay. Go ahead. Hanging out with a bulldog puppy for, he's what? He's, I don't know, from September. So what's that? Fourth. He's got like 6 months. Like, eight months. 8 months old.
That's
whatever.
How old he is?
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Okay, he resembles more, he's more like a pig.
Okay.
The first thing I noticed, he's like a pig.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't even look like a dog.
Uh-huh.
Really?
He acts like a pig.
Uh-huh.
Aww.
His neck, I can't, like, it's like the thickest neck I've ever seen.
Haven't been able to find it yet.
He's a creature.
Don't know where to put that collar, Dylan. There's no neck. I got no idea.
He drips.
Yeah, there's just a lot of drool. Yeah,
and no matter what, you're covered in it.
Yeah.
Ew.
When he's really covered. Feeling the drool come out, Dylan, he'll do what most dogs do. He'll shake his face. And boy, you should see the walls after that.
It gets everywhere.
Everywhere.
My pants were just covered.
I've given up trying to clean. I'm that
unreal.
Guy now, Dylan.
No.
Just, I'm dog.
Does your house stink? Did the house stink?
Well, Coral's very concerned about that, and she asked Robbie, and Robbie said it doesn't.
No, I didn't smell stink, but Pepper was also cooking, so it might have masked some of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stop by later, do a pop-in.
A pop-in to see what the smell of that.
A nose-blind pop-in.
We're constantly diffusing oils.
I bet, yeah. Now,
but they have to be dog-friendly oils.
Of course.
Uh-huh. He is just, I don't know how he has energy. Because of the way his body is,
yeah,
it's like it doesn't look like he should function as any sort of an animal.
He doesn't have energy for very long, but he was excited to see Robbie.
I got there at 6. He did not stop being like a masher beast until I left.
What a pain.
Dylan, I'm that house now. I'm the house that you walk in and you believe the dog owns the house.
Oh, no.
And that when people come over, all he does is want to play with and play tug with that gross rope.
Did he jump up on you, though?
He jumped up. Yeah, he really wanted to get the food. Oh. He was jumping up on everything.
Oh, yeah. You can't sit on the couch and eat food. No, God.
Isn't that a training thing?
It might be a training thing.
I assume.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Coral took him on a walk because he was being too much.
Just to try and calm him down.
He had so much energy
somehow.
Can't
be done.
And what, did get to the end of the street and it wants to come back?
Yeah, he doesn't like to walk for very long.
I've never seen ever in my life a dog get more dejected when the leash gets on him. Because he hates
going for walks.
Why does he hate it? Because he's just kind of lazy?
Because he wants to play tug with you, Robbie.
Yeah, he wanted to play tug. Aww. But most dogs get
Robbie
so
enabled fun, though. That was the problem.
See, that's
yeah. You can't enable fun with a dog; they'll never quit.
Once I was just trying to wear him out.
They don't
he
stop.
Spent the whole time just trying to wear him out, so he'd leave
just
him alone.
The thing, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Would you rather have watched the game elsewhere?
Well, no, it's kind of fun.
Everything's
you know?
Wet in our house, Dylan.
No. Yeah.
My entire clothes were soaked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Straight to the laundry.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But like, yeah, I would just hold his tug-of-war toys.
Uh-huh.
Just so he wouldn't bite me and lick me and be all over me.
Where were you guys? Why did you not tell me about this?
Robbie.
It's unreal. Like, and these are bulldogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most time I've spent with a bulldog, so I didn't know they were such weird creatures. I wouldn't classify it as a dog. I really wouldn't.
Text message saying it's not going to get any better.
I know. That's life with a bulldog. They're hard to train because they're so stupid, you see? That's the problem. They're so stubborn and dumb. They're really, really hard to train.
Yikes. Just bumbling. Bumbling.
Ew, everything's wet, though. That makes me almost want to gag.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah.
It gets crunchy after.
Oh, you can't.
Slimy.
You can't do anything about it, Dylan. Like, I put pants on and I'm like, oh, look at it's covered in dog slobber.
Gross.
Is it your oatmeal? Is just it slobber?
I never wanted to be that guy, and now I'm that guy.
You are that guy. And it's a lot. It's hectic.
It's a lot.
His house was already hectic.
I know. This is
that's what we needed. We needed a puppy in this house just to calm everything down. Well, I'm sorry, Robbie, but
No.
Let me tell you this. It was a relief having you there because I didn't have to play with him the whole time.
Right.
Listen, just a little break. That's all I'm looking for.
I enjoyed his company. It's just if you had to live with that 24/7, it would be a lot.
I've never washed my hands more. I've given up on that, too.
They're a lot more chill when they're around their people.
Well, and Coral was saying, like, when he gets home, he's always napping.
Yeah.
He'd be
and
so
snoring
cute to nap
so
with.
Loud that he can wake you up. Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't sleep next to him. He'll wake you up. He snores.
But it would
so
be
loud.
So cute if he was tired.
Yeah. About 8 till 11 is his hyper hour, which is perfect for our life.
Nice.
At least we're watching a hockey game now when all that's happening.
Easy.
Right. I'm sorry, Robbie.
That's okay. Yeah, good
but
luck.
Please
with
come
that.
Over and entertain him whenever you want because it's killing me. It's absolutely killing me.
You shouldn't have got a dog.
Oh, where were you when I was thinking about it, though?
I told you that.
$20,000 sound. A new clue is up. It's been viewed over 20,000 times already on the Kiss Edmonton Instagram, Kiss Edmonton Facebook, and Kiss917.com. It's a video of Megan's living room, her and her two roommates all live there together. Something in that video, that 360-degree view of Megan's living room, makes that sound. Dylan, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's not going to be hot dog related this week. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who helped out Grandma Rosie and donated ginger ale or money. We had such a great weekend, and really this city, no one can come together like this city, no matter what it's for. So thank you to the people of the city. Really appreciate you.
All right. That's very nice.
Aww. Yeah.
Okay. Very sweet. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.